down and started to eat.
Get them seated.
And what would you say to them?
What would you say to get them seated? Mm-hmm. Well, tell them that dinner's served, the supper's served, something like that. That's all.
Would you say the same thing if it was company instead of family?
Well, no. It all depends on how you're going to do it. The company come in and ask them to be seated and show them the place. I got a special little bell in there that I ring, and we generally, as a group, we stand up and say grace. Mm-hmm. If they're a group of us, if it all depends on how we, if there are enough of us sit at one table, we sit 10 at our table, but if we have to sit other ways, well, we stand and say grace. Excuse me now.
Okay. After you say grace, and you don't want everybody to sit around waiting till the hostess passes the food, what do you tell them to get them started then?
To help yourself.
And if somebody offers you something and you don't want any, what do you say?
Well, no, thank you, and you pass it on. Mm-hmm. Left to right.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to say something different, would you say, I don't?
If you don't want it, I don't think you should say so. Don't just say no thank you and pass it on or something like that. Don't think it'd be polite to say you don't eat that or something like that.
Okay. If somebody forgot what he was doing and set the plate down, he might say, well, I asked him to pass it to me since he'd already what, himself?
Helped himself, yeah.
And if somebody came in and seemed to be a little bit under the weather, you might ask him, how much have you
lost in weight? Or
no, I mean, he's had a little bit too much alcohol.
Ask him how much have you had, something like that, I suppose.
If you make more food than you need, the next day you're probably going to have what?
Leftovers.
Put your food in your mouth and you begin to
chewing.
And after you've got it chewed up,
you swallow.
Back to foods again, but if you take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and make kind of a cereal out of it.
Well, I've never seen that done. No. I guess they could call it mush. Now, that's what I think. I've heard of things like that, but I've never seen that done.
What about coarsely ground corn, not really cornmeal, that you have for breakfast?
Well, you have the grist.
And what about the kind of corn where they do something with it in line? I don't know what it is, but it makes the kernel swell up big?
Yes. They use a whole seed. They call that big hominy.
Big hominy?
Yeah.
And what a general word for things like carrots and corn, peas, beans?
Just vegetables.
And if you grow a few vegetables around the house, what would you call the place where you're growing?
The garden.
Let's see, did I ask you about illegal liquor, have words for that?
No, I don't think you did, and I don't know as I'd be able to help you any, but I'll cut what comes along. I never had any contact with that, but go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know any words for illegal?
Well, they call moonshine. I've heard of that, mm-hmm. Moonshine.
But have you ever heard any terms that mean that it's not very good?
Well, white lightning, yeah, they call it white lightning. Otherwise from that's the only one I remember, white lightning.